I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, indeed it is. The Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, and watching the loop.com for the video stream of this fine radio program. John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. We're not wasting any damn time today. We got to talk about one of the biggest embarrassments in the history of the Houston Texans franchise history. Johnny, how are you?
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
I'm embarrassed for those guys, too.
I am.
I'm mad at those guys, too.
If it's bad, I'm that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
I feel good. I feel bad for the 53 guys that had to wear a Houston Texans uniform yesterday and watch the Jacksonville Jaguars hump them up and down the field on both sides of the football.
I feel bad for the millions that had to watch it.
Right.
I do. I do. I mean, this is 15 years in, guys. 15 years in, and we're in an endless loop of giving us hope and then pulling the rug out from under us. It's just an embarrassment.
15 years in, and I would love to say it didn't look oh so different than the expansion year, but even the expansion year couldn't give up 10 freaking sacks.
Yeah, 10 sacks is only where you start, because the 10 sacks is a symptom. It's not the sickness, you know, the 10 sacks. And that's what I really, you know, my biggest takeaway from watching this game, trying to process it and digest it. And it's a symptom of what the biggest issues are with this team.
The 10 sacks is the uncontrollable diarrhea that is the sickness of organizational failure.
And if you want, like, just kind of one all-encompassing just thought, I mean, there's a lot of thoughts that we're going to share with you guys over the next 4 hours, and I want to get into so many different levels of this, but that's it. The sickness is Rick Smith. The sickness is a head coach who, frankly, is not a guru. The sickness is not giving your coach or your organization the means to develop into a championship team. But there's so many other things too.
Let's start with Rick Smith, because he's the organizer of this 53-man roster. He's the one that shops for the groceries. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the cook here in just a second. But Rick Smith decided to go into the 2017 NFL season with the Houston Texans without Dwayne Brown as his left tackle and with Kendall Lamb, Xavier Suofilo,
bless his heart,
Jeff Allen, and Brino Giacomini as 4 of his 5 offensive line starters. You nailed one of them. Nick Martin looked just fine. The other 4 guys looked incapable. They looked incapable of blocking a Jacksonville Jaguars defense that is a mix of misplaced, out of place, out of position guys and young, talented guys who haven't put anything together consistently in their NFL careers. They looked incapable of blocking those guys. By the way, you have no wide receivers because your wide receivers are either hurt or you didn't invest in them.
Or you drafted wrong.
Braxton Miller, anyone? Played 60-something snaps. Mm-hmm. Didn't see him out there once. Okay? And then over on the defense, let's start with the coaching on that part. The head coach decided that it would be better to promote his linebackers coach to defensive coordinator than to let the defensive coordinator remain for the number one statistically ranked defense in football. And we talked about how they weren't actually the best defense in football. By God, I'd have taken the less yards allowed for week one yesterday. It was an ass whipping on both sides of the football, and Jacksonville came into your house in a situation where the emotion and just what this city has been through alone should have had you geared up and hyped to play, and they came in and did whatever they wanted on offense, on defense, on special teams, did whatever they wanted. And they did it with a offensive lineman at left tackle who's a rookie and a running back who's a rookie and a quarterback who's frankly bad. And they did that to your defense that was supposed to be one of the best defenses in football. That's what I'm disappointed about. The offensive line's just not talented. They don't have any talent.
Right.
They suck, okay? Yeah. Like, they played terrible yesterday, and they got outmatched talent-wise. This defense has talent all over the place. You got a three-time defensive player of the year. You got a pro bowler. You got a second-team all-pro at linebacker. You got a former rookie of the year at linebacker. You got veterans all over the place. And they got whooped by an offense that has been putrid for 3 years.
And Blake Bortles was the best quarterback on the field, it might be the first time in his professional career that he's been the best quarterback on the field. So that speaks to your point about the defense. And certainly there's a lot to talk about with the defense. I can't get over the fact that you went to the Greenbrier, you went to West Virginia, better weather, better preparation, et cetera, et cetera. And there wasn't even any competition on the offensive line for the starting five guys. I mean, there was a little bit of shifting, moving in guys here and there. They're not good. They're below replacement level offensive linemen. 10 sacks. Just digest that for a second. 10 sacks allowed. This is the stat that I think is even more it's mind-blowing than the 10 sacks. The Houston Texans, they drop back, all right? They drop back to pass the ball, attempt passing the ball 58 times, okay? They had 58 pass plays. They were pressured by the defensive line, and that's a stat, you know, pressure, throwing off your back foot, whatever, 26 of those. So almost half the time that you drop back to pass the ball, your quarterback was under pressure. That is an offensive line. You hate to just toss this word around right now, but as a group, that is an offensive line that sucks. Sucks with a capital S. It's just, it's inexcusable. Some of the plays that we saw, if you saw some of my tweets this morning and yesterday, Kendall Lamb just gave up.
Oh, just didn't freaking try. Lay.
Didn't even try on some plays.
And, I mean, I get that some of these guys are fast. I get that Dante Fowler was a third overall pick for a reason because he's really fast. And I get that Calais Campbell is a vet and he knows all these tips and tricks and things like that. My God, Bruno Giacomini, you've been in the league as long as Dwayne Brown's been in the league. I know you haven't played much because you've been sort of a replacement level backup for most of your career, but look like you've been there before. Kendall Lamb, now we know exactly why this guy was an undrafted free agent. Okay, I mean, it just did not look bad. John, here's a more telling thing on the stats. Your stat's a good one. How about this? 23 times in the history of the NFL since they started keeping sacks as a stat, 23 times there have been more sacks against a team than that.
Yeah,
just 23 times has that happened worse than what happened to the Texans yesterday.
And then put it in the context of the scene in which this occurred. You know, this city just desperate to find some hope, some energy, some feel good moments with their football team, which won a playoff game last year. Credit to Bill O'Brien. I mean, he must have done it with mirrors, and certainly their offensive line played better in stretches. They weren't good, but played better in stretch. It's just incredible the things that we saw yesterday. It should not happen on the NFL level.
It's an organizational failure. It's a coaching failure. Both aspects of the Texans failed yesterday. They didn't have enough talent on the football field. It's their fault they didn't have enough talent on the football field. I get there's an injury here or there, and there's a suspension here or there. Nobody was injured or suspended on the offensive line. Nobody was injured or suspended in the secondary or on the defensive line. Okay, and then on the coaching aspect.
3 years in a row, you've replaced your quarterback in the first game.
John, they got Mike Tyson'd. They got punched in the mouth, mm-hmm, and never recovered.
never recovered on both sides of the football. Let's get into that offensive side of the football. The offensive line led to Bill O'Brien doing something for the second time in 3 years, and I said he wouldn't consider it and he never should. Well, he made me look like an idiot by making the Texans look like an idiot, and that's next in the Loop Sports Radio 60.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.